And now we will be talking to Lauren Lorin. So Lauren Lorin are 19-year-old twins who have been creating diverse content together on TikTok and YouTube as well as Instagram for the past 2 to 3 years. Their content includes creation videos, reviews, fashion, dancing, pranks. Many people recognize them from TikTok videos, but they love entertaining people on all social media platforms. They recently matriculated and will be studying further at Stellenbosch University. Welcome to the show, Laura and Lauren. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we are thrilled to be here and we're feeling good.
So could you tell us how and why the two of you started on TikTok?
So we come from a dance background. We love to dance, we love to perform. So when we saw that TikTok showcase dances and dance challenges, we thought this app was the perfect thing to join. And yeah, that's where we started posting TikTok videos.
Could you tell us about your journey since starting?
Our TikTok journey, wow, it's been a crazy one. So blessed. One of our first TikToks that we posted on Instagram actually got posted by Cardi B. And that video got over 11 million views. Brands reached out to us. We got so many opportunities and we grew as a whole. Ever since that day, we realized that we could take TikTok on a business level and still have fun and enjoy ourselves and entertain people.
What sets the two of you apart from the other TikTok influencers?
Well, I mean, in this industry, there's a lot of people doing dances on TikTok. There's a lot of people doing makeup. I feel like what sets you apart is just being you. What sets us apart is just being Lauren and Laura. I mean, everyone has their own flavor and their own spice and just their own uniqueness. So yeah, it's just being you and it's just being us that sets us apart.
How do you deal with being TikTok famous and being students at the exact same time?
It comes with a lot of planning, but I mean, like, nothing we couldn't handle. And it was quite eventful. I mean, if you put yourself on the internet, you're going to get stares at school, like, are you the twins from TikTok? And can I take a picture or a TikTok with you guys? We had even the teachers come up to us telling us that their children are big supporters of us. So I guess it was all what we expected. But yeah, we had fun at school.
How do your parents support you during this journey, knowing that school is also a priority?
You know, what's crazy is that when we were busy with prelims, we got approached by two brands to do these campaigns. And Lauren and I, we were so stressed because, you know, prelims is before finals and you have to focus on your matric year. But our parents stood by us and they said they know we are so passionate about media. And if we really want to do it, we can do it. We just have to plan and strategize. And that's what we've been doing. And that's how the support has been. But I will admit, at first, they were a bit scared, as any parent would be. I mean, we're in matric and we're busy with videos and pictures. But, you know, it's all about balance. And if you really want to do something and you're passionate about it, my mother always says, go for it.
If I'm starting off on TikTok, which I am, what tips do you give me to become a TikTok star?
Tips on becoming a star on TikTok. I do not know the correct answer to this. All I can say is follow your niche, do something that you love, that you're passionate about. Like Lauren and I, we love dancing. So we will post dance videos. We will join the challenges that come with it. So anything that you enjoy watching or you love doing, post about it and I feel like you'll become a star.
Where do you see yourselves in 2 years' time with regards to TikTok?
I feel like so many things can happen in 2 years. God's willing, we'll have a bigger platform on TikTok, a bigger audience. We'll still be entertaining people, still posting videos, dance challenges, and still having fun.
Did you learn anything about yourselves on this TikTok journey of yours?
I mean, TikTok taught us a lot of things. If it's to be confident in one's skin, if it's to ignore hate comments, if it's to be true to yourself. But I feel like a big thing that it actually reminds us constantly is to be very kind and nice. I mean, we're constantly meeting
TikTok stars or TikTok influencers or media personalities, if it's not through TikTok collaborations or interviews. So it's very important to be a nice person and to be kind. And yeah.
What is your favorite TikTok trend at the moment?
Ooh, this is a hard one. There's a lot of trends that I'm in love with on TikTok currently. But I'll list one. Cardi B released a new song called Up, and there's an actual dance trend challenge going on with the song. So that's my current favorite.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Lauren, and I wish you the best of luck with regards to TikTok and, you know, university. But keep on smiling. Thank you so much for this interview. Honestly, it was very, very informative and I enjoyed it so much.
And thank you so much for having us and having us share our journey, our TikTok journey with you guys.
Yes, thank you so much. We enjoyed this and we shall see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.